and can create these very immersive sort of soundscapes, like being in a forest or a jungle or by the sea. And so the whole of your room can suddenly be filled with this incredible soundscape.
Welcome to House Guest with me, Carol Annett, interiors editor at Country and Townhouse magazine. Here I chat to those clever creatives behind the houses, hotels and brands you see in glossy magazines like ours. Guests including interior designers and architects, as well as celebrities dipping their toe into the world of decorating.
We're continuing our series on how to. Today it's how to reimagine your home with the latest audio and light technology. And I'm delighted to be joined by Morten Villiers-Warren, a name, if you're in the world of design and innovation, you would certainly know Morten's name from his company that he founded in 98, Native Design. But also, I can almost guarantee that even if you haven't heard of Morten, somewhere in your life, you will have been touched by some of his work, whether it's Bang & Olufsen, his work with Philippe Starck, or with Pernod Ricard, with Audi. You have quite an extraordinary CV, Morten. Thank you very much for joining me. What are you up to at the moment?
Oh, lots of things. We've been redesigning radiators, which is quite interesting. DNA sequencing machines, and of course, my new business, Zuma, launching our showroom in Copenhagen just last week.
Now, Zuma is quite an extraordinary new step into smart home technology because it's such a tiny element and yet it's changing the way that we put technology into our homes. So there's no soundbars, there's no cables, no clutter, no complexity. It's a very, very exciting new product. Tell us why and how it came about.
So I've been running, as you mentioned, my design company, working with a lot of consumer electronic companies for about 25 years and been responsible for some incredible audio products for Bowers & Wilkins and Samsung and, as you say, Bang & Olufsen, etc. And I, about five years ago, I was rebuilding a house and decided I wanted to have as many things hidden as possible. You know, I think a lot of people enjoy a kind of minimal interior, or at least a decluttered interior. And that meant that, you know, I had to go down this avenue of what you call a custom installation. It's a terrible word, but it's where you get one of these specialists come and put sort of ceiling speakers throughout your house and bury cables through your ceilings and your joists. They put a security system in, they put iPads on the walls, and you kind of end up with this sort of smart home, but actually there's masses of cables that run through your home, and you end up with this huge rack sort of humming away, you know, kilowatts of electricity. And that triggered a thought, which was, why is it so complicated to make our homes smart? In this day and age, you know, you've got cars that can park themselves, you know, you've got cars that can even drive themselves, you've got great audio and air conditioning and, you know, whatever you want, comfort chairs and things in a car, and yet the home is incredibly dumb. And at the moment, it's sort of you're presented with either this custom install solution, which is incredibly expensive, very complicated, and actually quite unreliable, as I experienced later on, or you've got these accessories that go into your home, which you can go and buy in John Lewis and, you know, all sorts of stores, which I would kind of describe as white plastic stuff. And it ends up kind of cluttering your home with cables and wires and sockets and just is a bit of a mess. So, yeah, that's how the idea of Zuma came about, was trying to create this seamlessness, this kind of invisibility of custom home, but yet have the, you know, immediacy and the convenience of an accessory.
So it's basically a recessed downlight, beautifully designed, obviously, with an integrated speaker which envelops you in sound and light. It's like putting a pair of headphones into a room. So this little downlight, which literally looks like any sort of spotlight you'd put in your ceiling, do you have one of those in each room?
Well, the way we looked at it was that I kind of looked up the ceiling once I was doing up my house, and I kind of saw that I've got lots of downlights everywhere, not just in the kitchen, but in the hallway, in the living room, in the bedroom. And I kind of started to figure out they could do way more than just give me light. You know, if you go into a bathroom, all you do is turn the lights on and off. Why can't I go into a bathroom and have great sound in my bathroom? You know, and when I say great sound, I mean really, really good sound, really enjoyable acoustic experience. So what's interesting is when you've got lots of little loudspeakers in a ceiling, you can actually literally be bathed in sound. You know, it's everywhere. And that's what we embarked upon, is to create our own unique, very, very high performance, high quality loudspeaker system that's integrated with this light system, which will last between 12 and 15 years, the LED, so you don't have to change the bulbs. And so everywhere you go in your home, if you've got Zuma, you'll be able to listen to wonderful music everywhere you go, and yet you can't see it. It's just this tiny little downlight.
And so when you say everywhere in your room, do you need one of these down, one of the, I'm going to call it a downlight for sake of something else, but do you need a Zuma light downlight in each of the room that you're in?
Yeah, look, it depends how much you love music, how much you want to be entertained. You know, you can put one in a room and then you just have mono sound. You can put two. I've got eight in my ceiling, which sounds amazing.
Of course you have.
The more you have, the more enveloped you are. But I would say four is a really good number, but you can go higher than that. It all depends, you know, how your ceiling and your home is set about. But it really does replace the need for a speaker. This is a serious audio experience. This isn't a sort of Bluetooth sort of toy acoustics. In fact, just before this call, downstairs, I'm in the office today, we've just had our ceiling redone, and we put eight Zumas in the ceiling. And in the same room, we've got a really, really high-end audio system. And I just did a comparison, and it's just amazing how much the ear really enjoys being sort of, as I say, sort of immersed in sound as opposed to just being projected sound. And I suppose ever since I was a kid, we always had two loudspeakers, you know, one in one corner, one in the other. And that's kind of how we were brought up to listen to music, was sort of somehow you had to sit in this hot seat and listen to left and right as if you're in a recording studio. But no one lives like that. You know, you lay on a sofa, you're in the kitchen cooking, or you're, you know, sitting on a chair. And so really it's a bit antiquated, frankly, to kind of say, well, we'll put a loudspeaker in that corner and that one. It just doesn't work anymore. And I think especially the open plan spaces that we have with kitchens become kind of entertainment spaces, etc. I think it's really wonderful to have sound just everywhere you want. The other thing, by the way, is when you've got a lot of them in the ceiling, you don't need to play it loudly, because wherever you are, it's just with you. So it really, you have to experience it to kind of appreciate the difference it makes. And you don't have to be doing a project in your home to put Zuma in. So if you've got regular ceiling lights in your home, whether they're in your kitchen or bathroom, bedroom, you can literally change them today and swap them for Zoom. You don't have to do any new wiring. You don't have to change your light switches. In fact, my daughter put four Zoomers in her bedroom on her own. A little bit of guidance from me, but she's 18 years old, and I filmed it. And it really transformed her bedroom within minutes. It's not a difficult thing to integrate, and it's really rewarding once you've done it.
And how do you get it to work? Do you talk to it, or do you have a little hand control?
Yeah, we're fully Alexa integrated, and we also have our own app that works on the Apple iPhone, and we have the Google Android coming out later on next month. And yeah, we have our own app, and you can create lighting scenes. We have very high quality light output of 90 CRI, which is kind of what they call a color rendering index, which is how we match our light to the quality of the natural light from outside. A lot of people don't realize, you know, tens of thousands of years ago, we brought up, you know, our lives, we evolved with sunlight. And actually our body clocks are driven by the light temperature the sun produces on Earth. And we go throughout our day, we understand, you know, we have cool light sort of in the afternoon, and towards the evening it becomes the warm light. And so this body clock's very, very important. And lots of studies in Scandinavia have been done on how it can improve your well-being, your energy levels, and your sleep patterns. So we've built in a thing called circadian rhythm within our app, which the lights very, very gently throughout the day are changing the color temperature to match the outside light from outdoors. And this is, as I say, really good for your well-being. So we've thought about sound, we've thought about the quality of light, and then also we've thought about what happens when we bring those two senses together, a kind of duosensory solution, when you bring sound and light and can create these very immersive sort of soundscapes, like being in a forest or a jungle or by the sea. And so the whole of your room can suddenly be filled with this incredible soundscape. And it's really something to hear and to kind of feel how you feel when you hear this sound, rather than coming from a little loudspeaker in the corner of a room, that you're just enveloped in this sound.
So really, you can lie in the bath and you could listen to rain. You could have, you know, your favorite kind of rock music or whatever, or, you know, you could turn...
Well, my wife likes to listen to Andrea Bocelli in the bath, and she's in there for hours. So, yeah, you can listen to opera, you know, can really enjoy yourself, you know, or soothing meditation sounds. You know, it's really whatever you fancy. And you don't need to get out of the bath, and you don't need to go to your phone to kind of operate it. You just lay in the bath and ask Alexa to play whatever you like.
And likewise, in a gym or something, if you wanted to do a cycle, what do they call that? A spin.
It will link to anything you've got in your gym. And again, you know, rather than some sound booming from the corner of a room, you are just immersed in this incredible soundtrack. I've got them in my gym, and I link them up to my Peloton, and it's really, really great. You just really get into it. It's incredible how our bodies are naturally tuned into things that sound pure and natural. And actually, there could be nothing more natural if you stood in the middle of a forest and you heard birds song and the wind and things. It's all around you. It's not coming from one source in the corner or in some place in your room. And so I think we've had a number of sort of scientists and specialists look at what is it that's so special about Zuma. When we were developing Zuma, we couldn't understand why we enjoy the sound so much. And there is actually a technical scientific reason why the sound is so good. I won't go into it in detail, but it's called, we have a very high direct to reverb ratio, which is the sound that comes from the ceiling goes directly to your ears, as opposed to bouncing around the room. When you listen to a loudspeaker, generally in a room, you'll hear the room resonances. You hear the sound bouncing off the walls, off the ceiling, off the floor before it comes to your ear. And so that creates distortion and resonances and generally fatigues your ear. Anyway, it's a long story, but you'll immediately feel the difference when you listen to a room that has Zuma's installed.
And why did you call it Zuma?
So when we were developing the product, I always had this idea that I wanted to be able to speak and have voice commands. And originally, when I was thinking about this product, Alexa and Siri and all these sort of voice products were not on the market. They didn't exist. And so I wanted a wake word that was easy to use, easy to remember. And Zuma, you know, it's a really nice restaurant. It's a lovely beach in California. And it's a great word, I think, and I maintain for a wake word to have your commands. And eventually we will be saying, you know, hey, Zuma, turn off the lights. Hey, Zuma, you know, play, you know, Elton John, you name it.
Rod Stewart for me, please.
Okay.
Showing my age. Yeah. Is this, out of all the things you've designed, is this the most exciting product for you personally? Well,
so in all my career, I designed products for clients. And I suppose, you know, I've got a team of about 100 people here in London to San Francisco, and we, I think you always feel like after 25 years, you think you kind of know everything there is to know about manufacturing a product. And at Native, we specialize not only in physical design, but also user experience design and interaction design. In fact, you know, we've done a lot of work, as you mentioned earlier, like with Audi on their HMI systems in the early days, also with Bentley, etc. And so also we've also always wanted to push the boundaries at Native of what a category can do, how we can bring new innovation to a category, whether that's a medical device, you know, or a, you know, or a digital service. So Zuma is really an excellent example of innovation, disruptive. It's hardware, it's software, it's service, it's sort of everything my design firm sort of stands for is embedded in that product. And I'm very proud that we pulled this off. It's a world first. No one in the world's ever made a product like this to this quality.
And where can people come and have a look and experience Zuma?
So we've been building out a network. We didn't want to sell Zuma in the sort of consumer electronic environments. You know, Zuma goes into the fabric of the home, and we felt that we want to demonstrate Zuma in environments that feel like you are in a home. And so we have starting to build out our network across the UK with high quality premium kitchen and bathroom companies. Kitchens are a really interesting space. You know, it's not just about cooking anymore. It's the hub of the home. We entertain, we socialize. We spend a huge amount of time in the kitchen. 57% of all smart home products end up in the kitchen. And it seems to me that it's entirely wrong. You know, if you've got your workspace for your toaster and your kettle and your, you know, your waffle machines and your food mixers, etc., the last thing you want is a blooming smart speaker sitting on there as well, right? So we've taken everything up and it goes into the ceiling. I think what's also important about Zuma is, although we talk about sound and light, it's actually a platform. We've got a quad-core processor in each product. And so we're able to do a huge amount of things. So whether that's adding a microphone to the product so you can talk to it, to motion sensors to understand when you enter a room, to cameras for security. So it's looking at all of the siloed, disparate elements of the home and bringing it all together in one platform. Again, very much like the way the iPhone or the smartphone brings so many things together in one device, Zuma is exactly that for the home.
Well, I think it's mind-boggling, really, and very, very exciting. So the website is zuma.ai, and on Instagram, it's at Zuma Experience. Morten, thank you very, very much indeed. Well, yeah, I think you're right. I mean, forget Alexa. It's going to be Zuma all the way now. And I'm very excited and honoured that we've kind of been right in the early days talking about it. So thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's great talking with you. Thank you.
Thank you for joining me. If you'd like to have more interiors inspiration, take a look at countryandtownhouse.co.uk, where you can also sign up to our monthly online interiors newsletter. And if you're flying anywhere soon, you can also listen on British Airways In-Flight Entertainment.